Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, hey, boys.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
That's right. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial, y'all. 281-222-2222. Big shout out to Mokarum Injury Lawyers for supporting everything that your boy touches. Greatly appreciate those guys. And big shout out to Mokarum Injury Lawyers for helping Houstonians for 30-plus years. All those that have been injured in an accident and you've dealt with Mokarum Injury Lawyers, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
We keep it 100.
That's right. I hear you. If you're out there and you listen on that Odyssey app, we greatly appreciate it. If not, I want you to go ahead and download that Odyssey app. Do me a favor. You can keep listening on the AM/FM dial. You can keep watching on YouTube and Twitch. I'm not telling you how to handle business, but I would appreciate if you would download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. And when you get there, if you get a minute, won't you go and check out that old Big Earns Wagon podcast, all things Astros, Patrick Creighton and Tyler Milner. Like, subscribe, drop them something in a little chat, like a little middle finger emoji or something in the chat so that they know you heard me talking about it.
And I like it. Do it.
You listen. I think that would be really cool. The Astros, ladies and gentlemen, the Astros, two outs to go, bottom of nine. Cam Smith is up. They're down 7-4. Cam Smith's got a full count, goes down swinging, ladies and gentlemen. Now there's two outs in the bottom of the ninth, down 7-4. Astros took the first two games in this series. So
That's a successful series.
It is a successful series. I don't like the kind of just conceding the third game sometimes with these rest days for certain guys. But nonetheless, it's a lot better, a lot easier to be an Astros fan right now than it was 2-3 weeks ago. So I'll take a little series win here. We're rocking and rolling. Rockets game 5 tonight at 6:30. We're on record already. I give them a 3 on the
puncher's chance.
Just wild puncher's chance. And Ron gives him a 5. I think Tyler would have been in the 1 or 2 range, to be completely honest with you.
Tyler's not in a good place.
But game 5 tonight, I know I'm greatly appreciating that 6:30, that 6:30 tip. That is one of them late ones, man. I get my chin off my chest 2 or 3 times during that second half now.
Man, the Rockets, I'm looking at ESPN.com. The headline, the big photo and headline is, the Rockets will enter the offseason in search of their star.
Yeah,
it is already over.
The only person more confident that headline is right than whoever wrote it is M.A. Udoka. They're in Ralph Stone.
It's a photo of Udoka and Jalen Green together as the photo, and that's where, wow.
Yeah, it's final, ladies and gentlemen. And 7 Detroit, 4 Astros. It's a final. Astros drop game 3 to Detroit. But while we're on that Rockets front, y'all, we've talked this series in circles. We've talked it to death. I mean, it seems like it's been the same frustrations for three of the four games. It seems like, again, three of the four games, it seems like there's been real opportunity for the Rockets to steal games, if you will, in this series. I don't know how a two seed steals from a seven seed, but we know what we're dealing with here with the Golden State Warriors. You could have stole a game where Jimmy Butler was hurt and didn't play all of the game. You could have stole the game when Jimmy Butler was out completely. You could have stole the game when Steph Curry goes for 17 points and doesn't really at any point take the game over the way we know he can, and you dropped two of those three games. So if here's the question moving forward with the Rockets. It's win or go home. You got one shot. If you're M.A. Doka, what's the one move that you make tonight? We don't get to talk this thing in circles now. You got one move. What are you making and why?
I do think there is a cause to make a change, especially right now. And to me, the thinking for me is, all right, how can I help the guys that I need to go? Right? Now, I'll be able to be flexible and see how the game takes you. But I got to look at it. How can I help the guys that I need to get going? And the two guys that I need tonight going into it, Clint, are Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green. And so I would make a move to the starting lineup. And not just to the lineup, but in potential play. I think that the Rockets have not used their most versatile piece enough. And I can't believe I'm saying this myself. I would sit Amen Thompson and put in Jabari Smith. I would start Jabari Smith to give Jalen and Şengün more space, and just to have another shooter. And he is still a 6'10 guy who is probably the team's best shot blocker and can still play and defend and is big, and you can still rebound the same way. But he has been the most consistent perimeter shooter for this team. And he's not just shot threes in his limited shot attempts. I mean, we're looking at in this series, he has shot it four times in the last game, eight times. That's the most he shot in the series. The other two games, he shot four and three times. He's been your most consistent outside shooter. I think he needs to be on the floor more because he can defend. And I think just like you were doing with Steven Adams, you were dominant on the boards. I think he is somebody, especially when they play their lines where Draymond's the biggest person out there. I think he can help and rebound as well too, and continue to give that advantage.
Yeah.
So that's the change to me. He's your most versatile guy that can switch everything, that can guard and do everything. I would have Jabari Smith, and I think Amen Thompson would be fine coming off the bench. Like, I don't think Amen Thompson would go in the dumps coming off the bench, and you come in and have him continue to play his game.
I really like that, Ron, because I'm going to tell you, man, the one thing we've talked about, Jabari Smith and Tari Eason have both been very confident. They've knocked down open shots. They're good on the defensive end of the floor. They have that grit that you want. I think Jabari brings a little bit more to the table. And Jabari seems to be, and maybe it's because the shots are falling, but he seems to be super confident. If he's got a little bit of a crease beyond the 3-point line, he's jacking it. And if he got that one dribble to the elbow and hitting that mid-range jumper, he's confident in hell, and he knows when he's going to do it and use it. He doesn't ever seem to be confused. I'm convinced on the Jabari Smith thing. I don't know. I've enjoyed watching him all year long kind of progress to this. I wish the opportunity hadn't presented itself, to be honest with you. I wish Amen Thompson and Jalen Green continue to play in the playoffs the way they did in the regular season. And then he would be kind of, Jabari would be kind of the guy like, man, you just can't find minutes, you know? You just can't find more minutes. But now the opportunity's presented itself.
Well, look, when you put Jalen at the top.
Yep.
And pick and roll, whatever. You put him at the top. When you have maybe, you know, Dylan on one side and you have Jabari on the other. Right now, they've got Amen out there. They've got, you know, Şengün out there. They've got multiple guys where they're like, hey, man, you shoot, you take the shot. And then especially when they'll have Steven Adams out there and they'll have both the bigs out, you take the shot, man. Go ahead, man. We'll leave it. It's a little harder to help off of, or you got to stay a little closer to Jabari Smith. And now that I think we'll see a lot more post touches for Şengün, I think it just spaces the floor out even more with him out there. And again, you're not losing as much. I think Amen Thompson is a special defensive player, but Jabari Smith is long and can block shots and can switch. So to me, I think especially early, you have got to help those two guys, right? When Jalen's driving, they just funnel everything to where they want it to go because they're not afraid to help off with Amen Thompson. And then, hey, Amen Thompson, you keep that one time you cut to the basket. That's not scary. They're 10 yards off of you.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's to me my move.
All right. What's the one move you make tonight if you're M.A. Doak of the Rockets? Tip at 6:30, game 5.
Ron, I got some on the text line if you want to hear some.
Yeah, yeah. What you got over there? What you got?
Some on the text line. I would get Cam at least 15 minutes tonight. Mm. Cam Whitmore. Cam Whitmore could be the wild card. I could see him getting action. Someone said, I said the same thing. Start Jabari. Take scoring pressure off Jalen. Bari is the key to it all. He is a true star on this team. So a lot of Jabari action. Someone else said maybe start Steven Adams on the text line. That was the lineup that worked for them. Start Steven Adams. Who do you take out?
I don't
maybe Amen Thompson. I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that as a starting lineup as much as an adjustment. I tell you where I'm at with this, and no surprise here. My one thing, if I were M.A. Doka, I would do tonight is I'd give Jalen Green one shot. And when I say one shot, I mean you're going to start the game, and we are going to get it in your hands early and often. And the minute I see the deer in the headlight look, the minute I see the timidness, the lack in confidence, the confusion, yes, it's coming out of the game and you're going to sit by me the rest of the game unless I need you to spell somebody. Because that, to me, that's when, at that point in time, that's when your plan would be my backup. That would be my counterpunch. Because I do.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I do believe that the best version of this Rockets team is with Jalen Green handling the ball and with Jalen Green knocking down shots. However, I have zero confidence that that's going to happen on a consistent enough basis to win a series. And so I'm going to start the game, and I'm going to give you 3 to 5 minutes. I'm going to make you the priority. I'm going to try to get you going. But the minute I see the deer in the headlight look, your ass is coming out, and I'm going with Ron to show Hughley's playing. I'm going Barry. And he's going to get a lot of run. I'm going to commit to him. He's going to get more minutes than he typically gets. And that has to be, whether it's in a three big lineup or it's just him replacing and being in the lineup more often, That's the route I got to go.
Yeah, my, that's why I say mine. A part of it is, I like, hey, I want to give him as much help,
yeah,
and as much of an opportunity as he can.
Got to.
Right,
like, yeah.
Like that, and that's, and to me, I think that's why giving him another shooter where more people can't collapse on him could help. But no, I get you. I think a lot of it hinges on him. I mean, these three games have hinged.
Yeah.
If he just had okay games, the Rockets probably win at least one of those games.
Yep. Ime Udoka, if he had one move, Ron the Show Ugly says, Barry Smith in the starting lineup, right?
I'd take Amen Thompson out. Someone text in, stop the nonsense, put Jalen's ass on the bench.
Well, I mean, that would be my exact comments when he walked by me. If I see that deer in the headlight look 3 minutes into the game, that would be the exact look and phrase I would use as he walked back to the bench, and it would be Barry the rest of the way. So there you have it. That's the moves that we would make. By the way, guys, let's switch gears real quick and jump over to the NFL. We hadn't really split this one up yet. There were nine quarterbacks. According to my math, I think there was nine quarterbacks that were drafted in this draft. And I'm just curious, which quarterback, in your opinion, which quarterback landed in the best spot? Cam Ward went to Tennessee Titans. Jackson Dart went to the New York Giants. Tyler Shuck went to the New Orleans Saints. Jalen Milroe, Seattle Seahawks. Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, the Cleveland Browns. Kyle McCord to the Philadelphia Eagles. Will Howard to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Quinn Ewers to the Miami Dolphins. Ron, which one of those quarterbacks you think landed in the best spot?
Well, for me, anybody drafted outside of the third round, I automatically take out. I don't like, if you're not drafted in the top, really, it's really to me two, but I'll give the third. If you're not drafted in the top three rounds, like, it's not a priority for you to
right
to really play, and you got to fight to make the team. So for me, I think it's between Cam and Tyler Shuck. And I'll go with Cam Ward because, one, he's going to get every opportunity. Yeah. He's with an offensive coach. He's in a division that's winnable. I think Tyler Shuck is too, so that's why I looked at both of them. In a division that's winnable, he's going to get every opportunity. And they got a few pieces over there.
Yeah.
I don't think that their building of the team could take as long. They've got some offensive linemen in front of him that they drafted last year. They brought some in free agency before he even got there. So I'll go with the easy one, the number one pick, Cam Ward.
I like Cam. I like Tyler Shuck. You partner him with Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore's had a lot of success with a pocket passer that can stretch the field, and I think Tyler Shuck is that. But Ron, I'm going to go against your deleting of the bottom guys. I think there's a couple of guys. Now, I did use the best spot. I don't know that that's necessarily, this is going to be accurate. But Quinn Ewers in Miami, that one, you got Tua, who is hurt a lot and potentially could have a season-ending, career-ending injury at any moment. He played a lot of football in college. I think his skill set is limited in a similar way that Tua's skill set is limited. So it would be a fit to the system. You've got weapons all around you, and you've got what I believe is a creative play caller. Quinn Ewers could have very well landed in the best spot in the sense of having the structure around him that a quarterback needs, fit in the system, and getting the opportunity. Like, with the likelihood of him Tua getting hurt, there is that could be a very, very, very good landing spot for Quinn Ewers. I literally, as I was watching him, the thought that whoever the hell thought he was going to go third or fourth round in this draft was very. I mean, I never thought Quinn. Like, I think Quinn's crazier than Jalen Milroe for not going back to school and making that $4 to $5 million.
Yeah.
But. He may have landed in the best spot.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.